Hey, it's Arrow inside the highendpottery.com studio, hi-endpottery.com. It is time to elevate your experience. All high-end products are one-of-a-kind functional art pieces. Hey, look, man, it's being legalized all across the nation. So now it's time to personalize your escape. Highendpottery.com. We are unplugged and totally uncut with Dave Schrader.
Hey, I'm doing great, Arrow. Thanks a lot for having me.
Absolutely. No, it should be me saying thank you for Ghosttober, because we've got 7 nights of fright headed in our direction, sir.
Yeah, this is going to be an exciting week.
What has it been like for you to put something like this together? Because this is not something that just, you know, it's not spur of the moment. You've really had to put a lot of thought into the process of this.
Well, having a chance to be a part of the Travel Channel and knowing that they've got this dedication to October, to the frights, to really kind of sharing what people love about this time of year, and then being a part of the show, The Holzer Files, we get to deliver a look, a fresh perspective at the case files of Dr. Hans Holzer. Some of these cases are 40, 50, 60 years old, and they're still taking place. There is still a haunting at some of these locations. We get to go in with our team, Cindy Kaza, the medium, Shane Pittman, the tech, and we get to go back in and reinvestigate these cases to see if we can find out why they're still taking place and who's there. And is there anything we can do to help those spirits?
When you get into that moment and that picture, because you're up close and personal, and we've got the protection of the flat screen in front of us, what is visiting you while you're going through all of that evidence?
You know, sitting there, putting yourself in that position to be in a haunted location, knowing that there's all of this history around you, it's really overwhelming to me in a lot of ways and very exciting. And this season, I feel very, very compelled to tell you and all of the listeners, I think if they are fans of the paranormal, they're not going to be let down. I believe this delivers one of the finest examples of paranormal evidence ever collected this season. We've got some amazing pieces of footage and audio that I think are going to knock people down, and some stories that have been long forgotten, like our season premiere, The Phantom Hand out of Ohio. This case, this family was tormented by the paranormal in their little home, and the floorboard, they had one of those trap doors that led to the basement. They would hear things in the basement, and from time to time, that trap door would spring open. They would see a hand reaching out to them. And it's terrifying. Called the police. And Arrow, this is where it gets really weird. The police showed up and shot at this thing and refused to go down in the basement to investigate it because they knew it was otherworldly. Their advice was get the hell out of Dodge. And we kind of pieced together what happened. And this one was an eerie case because we believe it has something to do with a serial killer and a much wider area than was originally believed to be haunted. So that's pretty exciting and very scary. We have a couple of bone-chilling moments. I remember during just one of the interview processes, talking to one of the experiencers, we started hearing something walking around us, and our entire crew got very unnerved. You could hear it back around. So those are my favorite moments, when you're talking and you're doing something and all of a sudden you see the wide-eyed expression on your cameramen and sound people because they're hearing and seeing things they don't want to hear or see. And those are really great moments. But we've got a lot of great stories. We get to go to the Surratt Tavern. That's the place that John Wilkes Booth rode to after assassinating President Lincoln. There's crazy stories there. We get a chance to visit the conference house. Benjamin Franklin stood there for 2 hours having this debate back and forth with the connections to the king to try to negotiate peace, and stood his ground. And when they threatened him and the life of the other people involved in this meeting, he said, America will stand proud. And in that turning point, we really became America. And you get to be there and be a part of these hauntings and uncover parts of the history that have long since been forgotten. So it's a really exciting show to be a part of.
We're talking about the Travel Channel's Ghosttober. Now, I'm one of those freaky, weird people that my wife's mother was murdered. I went and sat in the actual closet where they found her body. And I truly believe that she followed us home here. That happens all the time, doesn't it?
You know, for me, it's hard to say because I can't give a definitive answer of do spirits follow us or do they track. I can't see them all the time to know that. Now, according to Cindy Kaza, the medium we work with, spirits have that free will to come and go as they please, to do things. Some stay landlocked because of the psychic scar of what happened to them in that location. Some go back to visit locations that they've always loved. So that's what we are trying to examine in this Holzer Files on Thursday night. We go back in to try to figure out, are these spirits trapped? Are they longing to tell their story? Or is there something else going on?
I've believed that during this COVID thing, that the spirits of the past world, they're the teachers of tomorrow, and that they're coming to talk. And I just feel that we need a show just like Ghosttober and with the Holzer Files, because it's going to open our imaginations into there's a possibility that we are being taught by these people from the past.
That's perfect. I'd love to look at that. I believe ghosts are history's way of reminding us of where we've been. Are you listening? That's the important thing. But with that said, Arrow, I also want to tell you, I don't think people should investigate their own home. It's like Tom Baudet says, you don't want to turn the light on for them. You don't want spirits to come to you. So I'm always cautious with that. If you think you have something there and you feel intimidated, put your foot down and say you're not welcome. I have rules in my house. You can coexist here, but do not bother my children and do not bother me when I'm in the bathroom, which is really good because that's the place you want it scared out of you. But I try to be very firm in dealing with spirits, and it seems to work well for us and for me and my family.
Well, I can't thank you enough for this, because this is perfect for as we get closer and closer to Halloween. Seven straight nights of Ghosttober on the Travel Channel. Dude, you got to come back to the show anytime in the future.
Hey, I'd love to. Anytime you guys are interested. And for the listeners, if they love the scary stuff, I host a radio show as well called Darkness Radio every week. They can find online. And we examine the strange and the supernatural. And then Holzer Files every Thursday on the Travel Channel, starting this Thursday on Ghosttober. So it's going to be an amazing new series of season 2. I think everybody's going to love.
Excellent. You be brilliant today, okay, sir?
Thank you. You too, sir.